Welcome back, everyone, to our latest episode of Partner Perspectives, the CX Partner Success Podcast, where you hear the really from our partner leaders at Cisco, industry stakeholders, and of course, our Cisco partners. As usual, I'm your host, Scott Shell, and today I am really excited to be joined by one of our great supporters and great friends of ours here at Partner Success is Laura Keener, who's a director of strategic customer experience initiatives at Worldwide Technology, one of our largest partners, one of our most strategic partners. And we couldn't be more excited than to have her on the show today. Laura, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott. I'm excited to be here.
So as I opened up with, Worldwide is one of our biggest partners, not just from a resale model, not just from selling our products, not from being one of our largest volume partners, but you guys are so awesome and embracing our program. So when we bring things to you about what we think is important in our industry or what we think is, the next cool, shiny object, you guys are pretty adept at helping us not just do it because we ask you to, but you guys get on board with us. We partner with it. We learn your best practices. We kind of integrate that into our program we release to a lot of our other partners. So, and the reason I bring that up is because we're going to talk a lot about customer success today and how you guys have been doing it for a long time, but you guys were doing it before Cisco asked you to do that. And that's kind of where I wanted to start the conversation today is Laura, kind of take us back, if you will, with Worldwide and kind of where this all started with customer success and kind of what leads you to where we're having a discussion today.
Sure, Scott. If I think back, I've been involved with this part of the business specifically for the last couple of years. And to your point, though, the practice around customer success and then even beyond that in its roots goes much farther back. I think the genesis of that for WWT really started with having a fairly robust portfolio and a lot of solutions we were trying to bring to bear for customers and to establish ourselves as a trusted advisor for our customers, helping them through their technology adoption. It became very clear that simply delivering the solution on-premise, as an example, and then waiting for the next sale was not really the best way to get engaged with the customer and drive success. So there were some very early investments around partnering resources after the sale to support the solution implementation, stay along for the ride, be an escalation path. And I think really that is the root, beginnings for us at WWT of looking at the customer outcome through the life of that transformation, not just at point of sale. I think that's really the history going back. And I think ultimately it started with a lot of collaboration solutions that were getting put out into the market.
Yeah. And I think that you said a couple of cool things there, right? It isn't simply the transaction with the customer, right? And we're not going to wait for the next renewal or the next sale. But the big word I wanted to focus on was investment. Because I think the big thing with Worldwide and the big thing that, I've been working with them for 10 years, back from the start when we were trying to push a collector and trying to drive some data around S&TC and some of the renewals and the assets. And you guys already had Comet established, which was an industry tool that you guys have won awards with. And it's a customer-facing tool that you guys already had. So at that point, it was, you guys have something pretty cool you're taking to your customers. You've already given the forethought that Wendy and Angie and teams are already driving things into their business specifically with this tool. How do we help you deliver more with it? And that's where the data came in with that. But the reason I brought all that up is the investment was already there. And I think that investment from the leaders at Worldwide is carried down to where we are today, if I'm correct.
Absolutely. I think, we're very fortunate as we look at our leadership team and their visionary approach to how we continue to meet and exceed customer requirements. They do invest in all of these areas that ultimately will bring that customer satisfaction, that customer stickiness, that customer delight. And to be effective at that, there's a lot of development that's needed. There's a lot of, we may identify a new need for a different kind of tool, or we need resources to help us pull together a different integration of data than we had before in order to be successful. And all of those efforts take people and time and potentially other resources. And we've got a lot of support from our executive leadership team in through all of our senior leadership about the importance of what we're doing to drive customer delight, so that we're grateful for that ongoing investment. And it's been impactful.
Yeah. I mean, customer delight. And we love hearing those words because, I mean, that's who we like to start with. We're a partner organization, but we'd be nothing if our customers weren't delighted with what we're providing to them, either from Sysco or from a delivery from the partner. So when we think about that, the alignment with Sysco over the years has been very solid, right? I mean, whether it's been through the SNTC and for everybody that's listening today, he's probably already heard the podcast we released with Sean McDonald, who's on your team, who's responsible for kind of the EA consumption model and adoption practice at Worldwide. And we had a great conversation specifically around what he's doing from the Sysco EA and some of the collaboration efforts there. But it's much more than that. Because in your title, right? I mean, if I go back to your title of Strategic Customer Experience Initiatives for Worldwide, it's much larger than that. And you and I have the opportunity to be at a lot of events together, whether it's our P-Labs or POABs or Partner Summits or Sysco Lives. Well, we're always hearing the new stuff from Sysco. We're always hearing the new initiatives that are coming from the industry. What is your thought go when we talk about what's next for Worldwide or what's next in the customer success area?
Yeah, Scott, I think when I think about what's next, I think for WWT, we have a pretty clear visionary strategy that we're trying to bring to life. And that is, we encapsulate that in the My WWT experience. And what that means for us, we go back several years, WWT invested heavily in building out an advanced technology center that started with a couple of racks of equipment. And it's now evolved to essentially a technologist playground, right? We have all of this
gear. Oh yeah, I've seen it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I'm the blinking lights alone are pretty overwhelming, but,
right.
but if you look back at,
by the way, they don't let me touch anything when I walk in the building and say, I can look at the blinking lights and that's it.
Yeah. Me neither. You don't want me anywhere near actually, pressing a button, but if you look at how that became such a robust differentiator for us, for our customers very quickly after that initial investment, the evolution then is how do you take that playground, that advanced technology center, digitize that experience for our customers and bring that forward in a app, in a website or platform experience that brings together all of the solutions the customer is transacting with WWT. So we often liken that to, that experience we all have today shopping, whereby you might be shopping for a certain thing, but all of a sudden you're getting recommendations for other things you didn't even know you needed. And you've got a chatbot popping up that says, hey, are you interested in this? And then all of a sudden in your email inbox, you've got a follow-up from someone named Dave who saw that you might be interested in something else. So, right. So for us, it's how do we take all of that richness and technology depth that started with our ATC Advanced Technology Center and make that experience fully digitized and personalized through WWT.com. That's really the future for us.
Yeah, because that's where I was kind of going with it, is the My Worldwide Technology tool. That's pretty significant. That's a huge investment, and it's very well received from your customers, right?
Yeah, we have all kinds of opportunities to get customer feedback. We're very privileged to have customers who have willingly participated in advisory councils that are willing to kind of go along this journey with us. And the resounding theme from their feedback, and as we're just introducing this broadly, the resounding theme is, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And ultimately, the best case scenario, this is making my life as a decision maker for the technology estate in my company, it's making my life easier, right? Like that is music to our ears.
From a Worldwide perspective, and you know, you've been there about 5 years, you've been doing this business for a number of years, you've seen a lot of twists and turns in Sysco, right? As a large corporation, an OEM, I mean, first person to say it, we love bringing up new stuff that we think is pretty significant in the market, whether it is or not. But we're coming out with some new stuff lately. And you and I had spent a lot of time in the last couple of number of months at different conferences where you're hearing a lot about our new PLS offer and how we're taking SuccessTracks to the next level with the CX Cloud and how partners can access that via the PX Cloud. What's your thought on that and how Worldwide is going to align with us on that?
Yeah, I think, Scott, it's such an interesting, journey when we look at our partnership and really, much of the innovation that I think we're both proud of in our own organizations and together, that innovation is is bringing things like the new offerings to market together and really relying on a feedback loop to craft that solution effectively and how it's going to operate and how we're going to connect it to other tools and approaches that we both have. I think for WWT, we have that clear vision of what our customers will receive as customers of WWT. And I think the opportunity to complement that vision and really be informed in that vision by what Cisco's doing, it's such a mutual kind of give and take back and forth partnership. And I think we really value the opportunities to offer insight and feedback early on as some of these offers are put together and structured. We value that opportunity to give the feedback early, and we're not quiet about giving feedback after also, right? Something is brought to bear and it's brought to the market and there's something we observe that might make it even better. We're very quick to offer that feedback. And Cisco historically has always been very receptive, which is huge.
And quite frankly, if we talk about what Sean's team is doing specifically around software and the EAs, we brought that idea to, could we do this with you guys?
Yeah.
4-5 years ago, and we sat down, and you guys helped us bake it out. So a lot of what we do take to market, we do rely on worldwide because of where you guys are with thought leadership in the market and such a great partnership. But now we're talking about selling SuccessTracks and PX Cloud and how customers can have access. I'm sorry, how customers have access to CX Cloud.
Yep.
That it's not outside of what you're doing today. It's just another lever of what we're trying to get you to manage with your customers with the data we can provide around the life cycle.
Yeah, it is very complementary. And I think that's an important acknowledgement that, you know, the approach that Cisco's taking with CX Cloud and PX Cloud in its best usage amplifies what our teams are trying to do with our customers and does not, you know, we don't believe it competes with what we're trying to stand up around WWT.com. Again, it really is complementary. And I think we have a lot of opportunity to lean forward in that strategy and leverage the tools that Cisco's bringing forth. And again, think about how it augments what we're already doing or can help accelerate something that we're doing. So it's those things together in concert that I think really create a strong message.
We know you guys are doing some great stuff. And so we're augmenting that with some of the additional information and the lifecycle data, some of the stuff that comes from Cisco that you aren't getting today. How do we get that to you? And you guys have already embraced and helped us test out some of the PX Cloud APIs and where those land within your business and how that sets. As we evolve this, and I like, you know, the augment and accelerate, for Worldwide now to be able to take the data that comes from their customer via the CX Cloud, see whatever they need to from the PX Cloud into your My Worldwide Tech. I always get it wrong. So My Worldwide, My WWT tool, right? Is that what it is? My WWT. Yep. How do we project that to the customer in a holistic way? And you guys build your own services around that and you build your own consultations and you're driving your own value based upon that data. Again, nothing new to Worldwide, but we're giving you another lever, another offer you can offer to your customers that's going to help you do that. So a lot of that's coming at you digitally now. How do you guys approach your customers in a digital framework? We talked a lot about this when we were together a few months ago in Orlando about the new digital model we keep bringing forward with digital experience. You guys listened to John Stone talk about it for a while. We talked about digitally led, human supported.
Yep.
And I think you guys are one of the better partners that do that, right? Digitally led, human supported. You embrace our programs, but talk about the people that are the human supported piece. That's really the factor here.
Yeah, I think, and as the business grows, right, being able to scale the approach to where the experience is always spot on for the customer and meets their need, but the machine behind it is effective and efficient, two E words, right? We went from two A words to two E words. When we think about that, there's so many different resources within WWT and then partners, contacts at Cisco that we're engaging with to bring these things to life and be effective with them. And I think, you know, you mentioned Sean McDonald and team on the customer success organization. We have a leader that leads the public sector piece of that business. You know, just in our team, there's probably five or six different role types that support through the life cycle. And then you extend that out to the teams that manage the SmartNet contracts and are front facing on success tracks. And there's a lot of resources that are needed and able to execute. And what we're continuing to push ourselves to do, to your point, Scott, is leverage data to get more proactive and more automated about those interactions. We've gone through some exercises to look at customers and their desire to interact primarily digitally. And we're looking at where we can take the data that we have collectively from Cisco and the data we have from the interactions the customers had on our platform and create a repeatable kind of customized journey communication to them digitally. So that's an example of something that we're doing to not eliminate the people, because the people are critical, but make sure that the people are spending time in the places that are most impactful in those engagements. And I think that's what it's about.
Where they need it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the alignment with Cisco, because I know that you work with one of my favorite people in the world, Danny Tidwell.
Sure do.
He's a close friend of all of ours. He's a great friend, but he's also very direct about how he thinks he should manage a business with Worldlaw, because he knows you guys, right? But the reason I say this is the alignment with you and the alignment with our field teams from Cisco on the strategy is incredibly important, because nothing's going to happen with a customer if we're not aligned on how we're going to approach that from a strategic standpoint. So kind of help me with that, why that's so important, aligning with Danny and his peers around the channel to make sure we've got one message we're taking to the field.
Yeah, I think, Scott, the reality that we've all seen over the last couple of years, probably more so than in years prior, the ability to have those handshake, face-to-face interactions, build a relationship with your partner peer, and go sell together physically, right? Go show up to the customer and sell together. Right. You know, that model has changed for a lot of reasons, the last couple of years impacting it most directly. So I think when you remove that ability to have the face-to-face, you know, hand-in-hand, walk-to-the-customer engagement, the importance of having a strategic alignment and a process that supports that alignment, regardless of whether you've, broken bread together, the importance of just having that strategic alignment and the ability to engage in a way that's easy is super important. And Danny and I spend a lot of time, you know, talking about how we can continue to improve that. And some of the initiatives that Cisco's putting in place around the digital lifecycle selling experience, as an example, and having the field teams really required effectively, right, to have that conversation prior to the sale with the customer to align with the partner. It seems like it should take place naturally, but we all know because of the changes, turnover, people move here, people move there, it's got to be systematically captured and driven. And that's I think, a really key initiative that's in flight. And I think it can be impactful to solve for what used to be an easier, you know, in person, we'll have a meeting and then we'll go meet the customer. Now we've got to accomplish it digitally. And that initiative, as an example, helps solve for that.
And I mean, so all that's perfect, right? Because I think that when we talk about alignment and we talk about the need for it, I kind of go two ways with it. One is we got to have it, and you think it should supposed to happen, and it probably did in air quotes again, old days.
Yeah.
But there's so many people from Cisco, so many people from the partner who are now touching our customers, that we've got to have that alignment through the sales process and make sure Worldwide goes, I'm raising my hand, I'm the partner who's is driving the value with this customer, I have the relationship, I'm owning customer success. Then we get in line behind you guys and manage through that process. Because if we don't, then what I'm coming to next is never going to happen. No one, we can't scale this. Right. We can't take everything you talked about so far, from my Worldwide technology to the Comets to the what Sean's team's doing to all the different lifecycle initiatives you're driving, all the digital experience. You got to have it or you can't scale.
Yep.
And scale is the big piece, because we can't do this on handshakes anymore. It's got to be something we take and we go at scale with to cover the majority of your customers, not a handful of them.
Yep. That's exactly right. And I think we have some really good examples where having the opportunity to come to the table and align with the account team, level set on what we're trying to achieve, and decide who's on first after the sale. I think we've got some great examples of where that's been hugely impactful to the customer satisfaction, the customer outcome, and overall, the relationship between the Cisco field teams and the WWT field teams. I think there's always going to be examples where we look back and say that could have been better, or I wish it would have gone differently. But I think largely the partnership between Cisco and WWT is so critical to both organizations. We really do have to lean in and be disciplined about driving that alignment, leveraging whatever tools or workflows are out there to do that, and really committing to, at the end of the day, that the impact that will have on the customer and subsequently growth for both of our organizations, it makes it all worth it.
All right. So we're gonna wrap up in a few minutes, Laura, but
we're having so much fun. Everyone knows Scott.
I know, but the producer gives me the hook because I can talk all day long. And so can you, by the way.
I know.
But we love to wrap these up and talk about customer stories and talk about how the work that you guys are doing is really paying dividends, not for the fact that it made you guys renew something faster or renew it for more dollars, but you had an impact on the customer's business, and the customer actually saw the business value from what you were delivering that drove their business outcomes. That's really why we're doing this, right? I keep going back to the customers. Everything we do, both of our companies want to stay in business because we sell things, but ultimately it's the impact we have on our customers driving their business outcomes. So help me with a story maybe around how you guys have done that.
Yeah, Scott, it's so hard to pick one, right? I think when we think about where we impact real life important outcomes, I think it's hard to stay away from some of the success stories we've had in healthcare over the last couple of years. And we're fortunate enough to partner with some of the largest healthcare organizations, you know, in the US. And so there's a lot of good stories there. When I think about a success story in particular, in this particular case, we were bringing together several kind of disparate solutions under separate agreements that had, you know, different end dates and different stakeholders. And really the outcome the customer was trying to drive was an overall transformation and a modernization of their technology stack, which ultimately would impact the way they're able to engage with their customers, which, as we all know, in healthcare customers, you're talking about patients, you're talking about providers, you're talking about all different role types that are impacted in the healthcare space. So the overall solution involved a large multi-architectural enterprise agreement and services layered on top, services delivered by Cisco, services delivered by WWT. And I think that was probably one of the more complex to bring to bear and get to closing. And I will say post-sales, as we're supporting it, still remains one of the most complex to be successful with day in and day out with the customer. But I think in that example, we had two organizations, WWT and Cisco, that wanted to come together to be a successful technology solution for all of these critical outcomes this health system was trying to drive. And there may have been a few bumps and bruises along the way, but at the end of the day, we have a customer who's highly engaged, who's recognizing outcomes from their technology modernization. And at the end of the day, that impacts those customers, which again, those patients, those providers. And you know, I think those stories are much more meaningful at times when we contemplate what we're really impacting. So that's those ones always come to mind. There's plenty of others, and I'm sure once we hang up here, Scott, I'll think of another one I should have shared, but we'll save that for my next round on your podcast.
Laura, thanks for coming on today. It's been a great conversation. As you said, we'd love to have you back as we go through the rest of this year and get deeper into what does both of our company's new fiscals look like as we keep going. Thanks Worldwide for being such a great partner. And thanks for a great conversation, Laura. Thank you, everybody, for joining today for the latest episode of Partner Perspectives, the CX Partner Success podcast series, where we bring you real stories, real conversations, real partner success. See you next time.